You are listening to the Ages and Stages audio training for parents and church leaders. Ages and Stages is a framework based on the levels of biblical learning, which is a tool for discipling every age and every stage of childhood and youth. Today, we're going to talk about middle kids. So at our previous episode, if you joined us, we were talking about the younger kid age group, and now we're aging up ever so slightly. Landry, tell us about what ages are considered to be in this category.
I think of middle kids around 8 and 9 years old, third and fourth grade, generally. Of course, with any child, you know, that's flexible.
Yeah.
But in general, 8, 9 year olds, third and fourth graders.
Gotcha. And Pastor Ken, can you tell us what can this age group start learning and comprehending about spiritual, biblical truth?
Yeah, Jana, you know, this is a really, really unique age group. They have kind of moved away from that abstract thinking and from that concrete thinking. They're a little bit more abstract in their thought process. You know, they're learning, they're asking a lot of questions about religion. They're asking a lot of questions about who God is, and they want to know what's the right thing to do. So this gives both church leaders and parents that opportunity to pour into their life spiritually. And again, I encourage you, always answer their questions based on what the Bible says. Giving them biblical truth is so important at this age.
Developing values. I see that in our content that we developed. Developing a value system. Would you say, Landry, that that is starting to inform a biblical worldview?
Most definitely. In fact, some research has even shown that by the time a child is 9 years old, they pretty well have developed into what they believe is going to be right and wrong, and it's difficult to change that thinking. Mm-hmm. And so that goes along with values. And values is a term that you'll hear everywhere. We point that toward the Bible, biblical, and you said biblical worldview. Really, that's what we're talking about when we talk about ages and stages. We want children to learn to have a biblical worldview. And at 8 and 9 years old, they are hearing lots of non-biblical worldviews. From friends, maybe at school, maybe from music, even television shows, movies, and I believe it's our job as parents, as well as our job as church leaders, to always be pointing back children to what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But help them to. They're into discovery mode right now. Mm-hmm. Help them discover some of those truths for themselves. They want to know how things work, and they're going to be hearing from somewhere, even if they are not in a school setting where they hear it. They're still going to be hearing about creation in ways that are not what the Bible teaches about creation. And so as they're forming that worldview, you know, how they value the earth can be very different if they don't have a biblical worldview. God teaches us to value the earth, but it's for a different motivation than what some others will teach our children to value and how to value the earth. That's just one example. How we think about families, how we think about treating other people, how we think about people who are different from us, I think at this age, kids more and more are realizing that people are different from me. And that's good because God made us all different.
Ken, what would you add to that? And especially in light of where we are as a culture with all the different influences that kids are exposed to today, some good, many bad. How can we use the Bible as the ultimate source of truth with this age group?
I think it's very important that we're very sensitive to this age group. You know, one of their characteristics is they're having a difficult time making decisions, probably because of all the overwhelming information that they're hearing. They've grown to trust their parents. They expect their parents to give them right, correct information. But then they're learning to trust a friend or a peer, and that's just part of their development. And sometimes that friend or peer might be sharing counterproductive information that's not centered around a biblical worldview. And so I think that's so important, again, back to the influencers in their home, the influencers in their churches. You've got to make sure you're giving accurate information so that those kids have the right information as they make those decisions. Developing that worldview based on what the Bible teaches is so critical as they begin to move into those middle school and high school years. But this third and fourth grade years are really important.
You know, and it's at this age group that the growing conscience that they have of themselves, of their wrongdoing, of even sin, and being able to use that language. I think we as parents and church leaders need to know that developmentally, that is when those things are happening. And growing frustration, I think, for kids to know that they do mess up, even when they try not to mess up. And so it is our opportunity to be able to introduce the need for a Savior. Tell us more about how we can use that milestone, Landry.
I think, again, it's always pointing back to biblical truth, biblical principles, and how those biblical principles and that biblical truth is captured in stories in the Bible. Passages in the Bible. One thing, you know, we've been talking a lot about pointing back to the Bible, and parents may be thinking, but I don't know the Bible well enough. Jenna, I know that at the close of this podcast, you're going to mention a resource, Every Age, Every Stage. It has list of Bible verses, list of Bible stories, categorized by different concept areas. So that's a tool. I mean, all you have to do is look it up. And just read it with your children, especially this age group. So I think the best thing to do is teach them God's ideal, because they're going to, you know, this is the age group that at one time we would say, you know what, they really like peers and hang around peers of their own sex or their own gender. But you know what? They're hearing right now that you can pick your gender. Mm-hmm. They're hearing, and so that's confusing for children. They're hearing, you know what? Whatever you think is right is fine. You know, you choose your own path. They're hearing all those kinds. That is, again, as Ken said, that is against what the Bible teaches. So point them though to the ideal. So many times I think we want to say no, 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 no with this age group. We need to say yes more than we say no. How do we say yes? Point them to positive experiences, positive things in the Bible. Now, there are also a lot of negative stories in the Bible, a lot of families that messed up. You can still turn that around to the positive and say, you know, this is what happened when Jacob and Esau with their differences. But point to the end of the story. Where they reconcile, mm-hmm. and how, but point out that the hero of that story is God, not Jacob, not Esau. Show how God reconciled them. So always point back to God's plan, God's perfect plan.
Ken, would you add anything else to that as we're closing?
I think that's well said. I just want to encourage parents and church leaders that this is a critical age. Mm-hmm. Helping them understand the truth found in Scripture to answer all these life issues is so critical. Pointing them back to God's Word is so valuable.
All right, so we'll close there. Now, if you would like a complete manual for teaching biblical truth at home and church, Grab a copy of the book Every Age, Every Stage at Lifeway.com or wherever books are sold. To find out more about the Ages and Stages Discipleship Framework, including posters and booklets, visit Lifeway.com/agesandstages.